And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, George Bennett Sr. He is the Rural Veteran Liaison with the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Alaska VA Healthcare System. Welcome to Morning Edition, George.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're here to talk about telebehavioral health services for veterans who are experiencing PTSD.
Yeah, right now we have a partnership going to a search that's been ongoing for the last 2.5 years. And it's called a telebehavioral health, which is actually a new type of service provided where an individual doesn't actually have to sit in a doctor's office. And the way it's set up in my office, which doubles as a clinic, so to speak, that all I do is sit them down in front of my monitor. I dial in to Anchorage VA outpatient clinic where there's a psychiatrist. And he comes on the screen. And so from there, they have their, normally it's about an hour, but sometimes veterans can take it at 30 minutes and 45 minutes. But it is, I think it's a very high level of comfort zone for veterans who are actually in the program. And some don't feel face-to-face with an individual in the same office.
I think we should probably maybe spend a few minutes talking about PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, what it is and why veterans may suffer from it.
Well, first, let me say this. I'm not a clinician nor am I a therapist, but I do understand it very well. And at a recruitment level, let me say, first of all, we actually recruit individuals who have experienced a very, very high traumatic experience. And I use that term because we're directing it towards individuals who have actually had combat experience. And we can talk about Vietnam veterans, we can talk about Korean War veterans, and those that are returning from Afghanistan and as well as Iraq and other places they might have experienced this. This traumatic event that it can occur in individuals' lives, you heard of the term flashback. That's not used very often, but it will be used by a veteran. And it's an event that something will trigger it. It could be a smell, it could be a sound, like on 4th of July, can remind an individual maybe being shot at, or an explosion that could make them jump, become hydrovigilant. And some guys even have problems sleeping. Some becomes very... have depression that comes from those events. And these are actually real. Even guys that have been out for a long period of time still experience some of those. And a lot of them that I have met really have a sleeping disorder because these traumatic events keep coming back at them. And I don't like the word nightmare, but... I guess in an individual, they may say that. And but you still have individuals that have not actually been in combat, but still can experience a little bit of anxiety, depression, and even those individuals still show up at our clinic. And so there's two sides, both male and female, that can experience it very highly.
So you would like to spread the word among veterans and their families that this is a service that is currently offered at Search for any veteran. But first step is you have to sign up with the VA, right?
Yes, it is. You're right. They definitely have to enroll into the Alaska VA healthcare system so they can put them down because... with Search Hospital, they have what they refer as a sharing agreement. And a sharing agreement where the Alaska VA actually pays Search for any veteran that walks into the Search Hospital for any kind of health services that they provide. And so when we look at a veteran that has these kinds of traumatic events, and if they do have a family, from my own personal perspective, it can affect the family because of the veteran's actions. And so, yes, you're right. Going back to the first question in terms of them getting enrolled, that is paramount before we move on and to ensure that they're there, not only because of the clinic, but because they may be eligible for other benefits that they may apply for. And they can visit my office and actually talk about it with me at that time.
And what's your number, George?
You can call me at my office at 966-8776. And even though I leave my office, I forward all my calls to my cell phone. So I don't miss, even on weekends, I do the same thing. I don't believe in being a 8-to-5 person. I'm a 7-days-a-week person. Because a veteran can walk up to me any time of the day or night. And even on the weekend, I see them and I talk to them. And I've met them on my garage sale routes.
So. Well, you're interacting with vets every day. You are a vet yourself. What are some of maybe the barriers to vets seeking this kind of help?
You know, One of the things that I always find about veterans who would like to reach out and try to get some help, sometimes there's a stigmatism about when you look at a sign on an office and it says mental health or clinic too. Some of them just don't want to be seen going in and out of those places. And for fear of people developing a different message about them, thinking that they do have a real mental disorder. And PTSD is not a really highly mental disorder. I don't think it's anything, it's a level of any kind of danger to anybody. I think it just individuals learn to cope very well with it. They hide it very well, but yet they still suffer from trying to live with it. And so with our place, I like the building that we're in because you can come in through the back door, go out the front. Nobody knows why you've been there because there's so many different offices there. So they can pinpoint why you're there. And with me, I really maintain the strictest of confidence when I'm meeting with veterans and families. And that's actually one of the things that the VA really stresses very highly, and we don't even communicate that in our email.
Mm-hmm.
If I talk about veterans, I use direct phone, if any, but I don't use their full names. Social Security numbers are really kept in the lock office of like mine, and I ensure that security comes through the building, that they make sure that they check my door and see if my windows are closed. Sometimes I walk out for a reason and I might not do that. So I have that added security. Yeah.
So people can rest assured it's confidential, it's private, and it is also respectful.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that you really have to develop with veterans is you have to develop a real level of trust with them, because there are some out there that just will question you very deeply. Have you been there? What do you know about combat vets? What do you know about Vietnam? They actually ask me that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel they're challenging me. What I do feel is that they want to know if they're talking to somebody that knows and is not going to perceive them as just telling war stories. And that can actually happen. And so combat vets have a level of comfort among each other because there's a certain language that goes with it. And so, again, the biggest part for me is a trust.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that trust in them. Otherwise, they're not going to open up to you. You're not going to get nowhere with them.
One more question, George, because we're just about out of time. But, you know, veterans can be one of those hidden populations in the community. We're not really aware of how many folks are vets. Who's a vet? What are your estimates about how many vets live in Sitka and in the region?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. You know, there's nearly 10% of this population of Sitka is actually veterans. And according to the 2010 general census, there's actually 724 that has been accounted for. But others believe that there's a lot more, and I do too. And you may not see them in a parade, but they're there, and you may bump into one day that you never knew was a veteran.
Well, George, thanks so much for coming down today. Again, please, can you repeat where your clinic is and what your number is?
Okay, our clinic is in the what a lot of the older people know as the old BOQ building, which is the community health building. I'm on the first floor in room 104. It's the place where it has the totem pole in front of the building, the three-story building.
And that's on the Search campus?
Yes.
And your phone number?
It's 966-8776.
Great. Thanks so much for coming down this morning, George.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with George Bennett, Sr. He's the Rural Veteran Liaison with the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Alaska VA Healthcare System, talking about telebehavioral health services for veterans who are experiencing PTSD.